Darren Saunders, this is 60,000, a podcast that gives your aural neurons a rest. This week, Mystery Radio brings Belinda Carlisle in the dark. I never did learn where the radio came from. I got in from school one afternoon and Mum told me I had a parcel. It was up on my bed. I had the top bunk in those days, with my little brother in the bed below. My big brother had his own room. He was pretty much an adult in my eyes. I was, I think, 12, maybe 11. I opened the parcel with no idea what it contained. It was a small Sony AM/FM radio, and I have no idea who sent it to me. With hindsight, there may have been a card with it or something, but I didn't see it. This radio, this 5-inch by 3-inch oblong of plastic and circuits, changed everything. It took batteries, double A's no less. We had those in the house, unlike the C's or D's that most other radios took in the early 90s. A radio with batteries is a radio you can listen to in bed, quietly as it'll go, and still be a sound you can hear. And so I did. It seems kind of lame looking back on it. Most people's musical awakening comes when a friend plays them an album that blows them away, a piece of music that utterly changes their perception of life. They'll never forget where they were when their mate played them Public Enemy for the first time, or when they were introduced to Bowie. If I was being cooler, I'd tell you that for me it came in my friend Gareth's bedroom when I first heard Guns N' Roses. But honestly, my die was cast a year or so before that, when hearing Belinda Carlisle's Leave a Light On at the lowest possible volume, broadcasting from a radio station a few miles away, Wave 105, the home of the MOR. For the same reason, I also have a soft spot for Roxette, Dressed for Success being played at a volume so low I could barely hear it. I had such a middle-class childhood that my rebellion came in the form of hiding under the covers after my allotted 1 hour of clock radio time was up, listening to illicit pop furtively in case Mum heard and told me to turn it off. With hindsight, if I'd used headphones, I'd have been able to hear it more clearly, but that never really occurred to me. Also, it was 1991. Headphones back then were enormous or spindly foam-covered monstrosities. There were no in-ear buds back then, nothing you could comfortably lay on and fall asleep wearing. I don't know what happened to that radio. As is the way of these things, it probably got stuffed in a box when it outlived its usefulness. I would have finally gotten a personal stereo and been able to listen to my own tapes. Not a Walkman. We were comfortable, but we weren't made of money. It would have been an Iowa or something. By then I would have graduated to Metallica, Pantera, Guns N' Roses, then NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion and CD players. I had my own room at that point, at the opposite end of the bungalow from Mum's room, so the 1 hour timer on the clock radio was no longer in control. When the music stopped, I'd set it going again. I was in control. Listening was no longer illicit. I still think back to those evenings. I don't remember whether there was a DJ or whether the station was set on autopilot, but it was a comfort to me, knowing that in the inky blackness of the near silent night, there were a group of us all tuning into the same thing, a brother and sisterhood of people taking comfort from that music, while those nearest and dearest to us were sound asleep. It never actually occurred to me at the time that there might be people working overnight and listening to the same thing, and it wasn't all just people laying in bed unable to sleep. I suppose that was when I began to harbour dreams of being on the radio, but I didn't realise it at the time and didn't act on those dreams until it was too late. In years to come, I would end up having my own show, Saturdays, 10 till midnight, on a tiny community station outside Southampton. I presented that show for a year and loved every single minute of it, throwing music and ideas out to people who had nothing better to do on a Saturday night than sit in and listen to a bloke with ideas well above his literal station. All because of that little Sony that came from nowhere. Yeah. Thanks for listening to 60,000. It's written, recorded, edited and experienced by me, Darren Saunders. You can find me on Twitter at 60kpod, that's the number 60, and wherever you normally find podcasts. If you like what you hear, subscribe, then tell a couple of friends about me. They'll probably love you for it. Until next time, treat your brain right and the rest will fall into place.
The janitors went home. Yes.